The earthquake in Haiti brought billions of dollars in humanitarian aid. It also prompted tons of well-meaning but essentially unneeded donations, old clothes, blankets, even yoga mats. NPR's Pam Fessler reports people involved in disaster relief are looking for new ways to avoid an old and recurring problem.
Soon after the earthquake hit Haiti, the lobby of the American Red Cross building in Washington, D.C. was filled with donated clothes and other items. Megan O'Hara, who oversees in-kind donations for the Red Cross, says one package in particular sticks in her mind. It contained random things.
Frisbees and knitted hats and a couple of those reindeer antlers that you would put on your dog's head at the holidays.
She says someone clearly wanted to help. They mailed the box from Germany. But all O'Hara could think was,
wow, that $60 or $70 could have been sent to so many different organizations to help out in so many different ways. And now we have a box of Frisbees.
Disaster relief groups call this the second disaster. The flood of unwanted donations despite repeated requests for cash. People are looking for new ways to bridge that gap between what donors give and victims need. And one of the more interesting ideas came recently from an unlikely source. Three young friends who walked in off the street to volunteer in New York after Superstorm Sandy.
Really, our goal was just to make some sandwiches or something like that and then go home, and that would kind of be it.
But 25-year-old John Hegestoon says he and his friends were quickly swept up in the relief efforts of Occupy Sandy, an offshoot of Occupy Wall Street. They also soon realized that the operation could be improved. Donated clothes were pouring in, but victims needed diapers and cleaning supplies.
My friend Alex just said something along the lines of, you know, they need something like a wedding registry. And as soon as I heard that, it clicked with me. I knew that was a great idea.
So Hegestoon borrowed a laptop and immediately set up a registry on Amazon.com. He listed items that Occupy Sandy needed and that donors could quickly purchase. The response was overwhelming. More than $1 million worth of donated goods, including some pretty expensive ones like generators.
All of these things were bought right away. It was just amazing.
Now, Occupy Sandy has another online site where people can fund a particular cleanup project and keep tabs on how their money is spent. Bob Ottenhoff says this addresses what's often another big problem in disaster giving.
Individual donors don't know why they're giving or have unrealistic expectations about their gift.
Which is one reason why a group of foundations and donors recently formed the Center for Disaster Philanthropy, which Ottenhoff now runs. Their goal is to figure out how best to help disaster victims over the long run.
There's so much energy, so much generosity, so much passion that goes into disaster relief. We sometimes forget that once the disaster is over, the long, hard work of recovery and rebuilding still needs to get done.
And that could mean providing help with housing or services like daycare. The center has collected $600,000 for Sandy relief so far, and it's now talking to those affected by the disaster about what kind of aid they really need. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.